This is Ozarks at Large. An internal survey by the Association of Art Museum Directors ranked Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art as the 10th most visited museum in the country in 2012. Helping the museum achieve this distinction is the large influx of guests who've come to the museum, which will celebrate its second anniversary in November. This week, the Bentonville Museum is marking another milestone, and Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Over the weekend, you may have noticed some black signs bearing Crystal Bridges logo popping up on various lawns. The signs read, "Thank you for being one in a million," and are the museum's way of celebrating their 1 millionth visitor. Deputy Director Sandy Edwards says, based on data museum officials have collected on visitors, they are on target to welcome their 1 millionth guest this week.
We are celebrating not by saying that you, an individual, are our millionth guest, but we're saying everyone who has come since 11/11/11 has been part of becoming a million guest. So you are one in a million, and that's what our signs are extolling, the importance of everyone being a part of Crystal Bridges.
Edwards, who begins her seventh year with the museum next month, says about 200 signs were created to mark the occasion. She says the museum counts every visitor, regardless of if it's their first time to the museum or not. So some repeat guests, as well as students who visit the museum with their schools, have been included in the data. When the museum first opened, Edwards says they tried to find benchmarks of what they could expect as far as attendance, but there was no perfect example that fit the Crystal Bridges model of a museum in a non-urban environment. She says officials settled on a business plan that would support 150,000 to 300,000 guests annually.
And we were thinking if we made 200 to 250,000 guests that we would be delighted. And so in our first year, as you'll remember, I wanted to make sure that we talked specifically about this. We just kind of blew off all projections and had more than 650,000 people who came in that first inaugural year. That gave us a pretty good indication that we needed to readjust our business plan, and we happily did so. We didn't have a lot that we needed to do. We added another parking area up, as you know, we call it additional parking, that helped with that flow. And then we also added a few additional people. But the good news was that the building could handle it, and we have just been delighted with the response.
64% of those who have visited the museum have come from Arkansas, and about 20% have come from Missouri, Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Louisiana, and Mississippi. The remaining 16% have traveled from other parts of the U.S. as well as other parts of the world. To celebrate the milestone, the public is being asked to share their stories of what Crystal Bridges means to them in the form of a written or video statement. A Share Your Story video booth will be set up Wednesday and Thursday at the museum, where guests can share their tales. Saturday, there are a number of other events scheduled, including a sunrise experience at James Turrell's The Way of Color Sky Space, an outdoor yoga class, children's art workshops, art talks, and a museum store event featuring regional artists. As Deputy Director Sandy Edwards absolutely beams while discussing the milestone, she says the entire staff is thrilled.
Many people comment on the Crystal Bridges experience, and I would say that it is because it is a welcoming environment that many people are attracted to not only come, but to stay and linger and really make it a place where they want to return. So many people have told us that they are bringing guests more frequently than they had thought, and that people are calling them up and saying, "We're coming to see Crystal Bridges, can we stay with you?" So that is part of being new. But I do think that it's our frontline staff, our people who are in guest services, our gallery attendants, the number of volunteer guides we have, the greeters who are volunteers. We have more than 500 actively deployed volunteers who greet and direct people when they come. And then, of course, our wonderful security that is out front giving directions, helping people get oriented. The feedback we have received from our guests, it is such a welcoming environment that they not only have enjoyed their visit, but they want to come back and they want to continue to be a part of Crystal Bridges.
More information is available at crystalbridges.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.